I am now 79 years old, and we bought the hotel 1952.
His name is Walter Mittler, and his hotel is the Hotel Mittaghorn. But forget all that. If you go to the sleepy hamlet of Gimmelwald in the Bernese Oberland, just ask for Walter's place. Walter doesn't like to say very much about himself, so the best way of getting to know him is by talking to his mostly American guests, many of whom who've been coming here year after year, like Ed Meyer and his wife.
Yeah, Walter refers us to the Americans that won't go home. We tell people we've had 70 spaghettis and 70 chickens at Walter's when they ask us if we just got here. So we're here because of Walter, mostly.
There are about 20 guests on the evening I show up, sitting at one long table in Walter's cozy dining room, all waiting for their spaghetti dinner. At Walter's, it's either spaghetti or chicken and rice.
Actually, it just amuses me, the whole switching back and forth, because when I first came here, I saw the sign. It said, today's menu is chicken, blah, 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 and tomorrow's menu is spaghetti. And then I noticed he just flipped the sign over and it says, today's is spaghetti and tomorrow's is chicken.
Walter and his hotel became a hit with Americans overnight, when a decade or so ago, the celebrated American travel writer Rick Steves decided to promote Gimmelwald in his Europe Through the Back Door book series. He describes the hotel as a classic, creaky, alpine-style place with memorable beds, ancient down comforters, and a million-dollar view of the Jungfrau Alps. Walter is, according to Steves, a perfect Swiss gentleman who's careful not to let his place get too hectic or big. Such praise has given Walter cult status among his guests and lets him get away with anything, even serving spaghetti and chicken every night.
Tell me what you're serving tonight.
I'm serving spaghetti, and then I cannot stop working, you know?
I don't want you to stop working.
That goes faster. The spaghetti have to be hot. So we always hire a customer from the house to help.
How much do you pay him?
Nothing.
You're not being paid?
Oh, no, I'm not paid, no, definitely. I just expedite the proceedings.
The customer hired to help is software engineer Tim Knights from Britain, who comes to Gimmelwald each summer to paraglide and hike. He's been a regular at Walter's now for 18 years.
It's convenient. It's a very beautiful place here. It's an ideal location, yeah. I can fly off the hill behind the hotel, you know. My paraglider, I can land behind there. It's so good. I like the spaghetti, I like the chicken. I eat it quite often.
Room and board is not expensive, with breakfast and dinner costing about 50 francs per person per night. There's one communal shower between the 10 rooms, and it costs 1 franc for 5 minutes. And, Walter notes in his house rules, the shower takes 1 franc pieces only, not 20 or 50 centime pieces. But despite the modest prices, Walter is able to turn a handsome profit, most of which he gives to charity. He's donated nearly $300,000 to development aid projects in Ecuador over the past 15 years.
I pay my taxes, my social security, and the rest I give right away back to South America, to the community in Semiatuk, which can use it best.
He says he gets his money from Americans, so he gives it back to Americans, indigenous Americans in one community in Ecuador. Over the years, his money has built roads, set up a carpenter shop and a radio station, and delivered clean drinking water. So part of the money Walter's guests pay for a meal of spaghetti or chicken goes to a good cause.
So how many times have you eaten Walter's spaghetti?
A lot.
Does it ever change? Does he play with the spicing
very,
of the sauce?
Very consistent quality of food here, yeah. No, it's pretty good.